Hi, Zach.
Hello?
Hi,
Hi.
Zach. I'm sorry. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you doing? Doing well?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Awesome. I'm doing good. I'm glad it's almost Friday. So I need this weekend. Listen, I don't want to keep you too long on the phone. I know you're busy, but I was calling because there's a program you might qualify for, and I don't know if you've ever used them in the past, Yelp ads.
Yelp ads? Not too big of a fan of Yelp.
Okay, tell me, have you ever used it in the past and it just wasn't giving you like the right type of leads?
I've
You're
explained this
like,
story so many times.
have you? Okay. Well,
So
I understand.
basically, I mean, basically, I had a friend who's running a German restaurant up in Oregon, and
Okay.
when I worked for him, he had a listing on Yelp, which he didn't create and he didn't populate the information for. That was all
Interesting.
done without his consent or knowledge. And then they reached out to him, asked him to subscribe to premium. He refused, and then all of a sudden, all of the negative reviews were essentially highlighted and put at the top and made it look like his restaurant was terrible.
Got it. So he didn't create the listing, someone else did, and then when they tried to sell him on the Yelp ads, it was like either buy or now that you're not going to buy, we're just going to have all these bad, reviews be highlighted to hurt his
Yeah,
business.
and then Yelp started aggressively trying to get me to do the same thing, and then I shared the same story with them, told them that I wasn't interested, but that I would reach out if I was, and it was just a never-ending bombardment of these calls from them.
Constant calling.
Yeah, and it got kind of frustrating.
Yeah, no, for sure, 100%. And I appreciate you sharing that with me. I was calling just because, we did recently partner up with Yelp. So we just want to make sure that if any of our clients are interested, that we're able to assist them with it because like kind of keeping everything all under one umbrella, because we would do the management, you would go through us, but we get your promotional rate, right? Rather than you going through Yelp directly, because I'll be honest with you, if you go through Yelp directly, they're going to give you promotional deals, but guess who's managing it all? You are.
Them. Oh, me.
Any
Okay.
issues? Yeah, any issues? That's on you. There's not like someone managing it for you. You're basically paying them to do your own work, in other words. So that's why I just wanted to kind of reach out to you. I know that we're currently handling your local SEO and the website as well. So, you might also, and I don't know if you've heard of it, Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed. Are you familiar with that program? So that's also a program that you might qualify for. I would just have to see what would be the best qualifying category for you, but it's basically like Google's pay-per-lead program. It would be nothing like Angie's leads and nothing like Thumbtack leads. Although it's called leads, they are direct phone calls that you do not share with anyone. They are only sent to you, but they have requirements. So what would you, aside from the deck building, right? What would you also consider another specialty of yours? Because I also saw keywords for gutters as well.
I'm actually kind of phasing out gutters.
Are you? Okay. So just
Yeah.
strictly the deck building. Okay.
Yeah, deck construction and repainting primarily.
Repainting? Okay. Yeah, because with Google Guaranteed, I mean, it would kind of put you under the general contractor, but I don't know if it'd be the best fit just because you would only be able to really, I mean, do the deck builds. You're not trying to do remodels or foundation or concrete. You know what I mean? So
Yeah,
it would really limit.
I've noticed with pay-per-lead services, like kind of across the board for some reason, that they tend to be people who are a little bit more, I don't know, smaller scale projects, and they're a little bit more nitpicky and try to nickel and dime me a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And then it seems like people who actually search online and then they go and they look for people's websites and then they make a decision based off of that, those tend to be the people that have a bigger project, so they're doing more diligence.
Okay. Well, I mean, I appreciate you even taking the time to speak with me.
Of course.
Yeah, I know. I really appreciate it, Zach. Well, listen, I'm going to let you get back to work, right? What you do best. And I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Thank you so much for taking our call. All right.
Of course.
Take care now.
Thanks for calling. You too.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.